You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Sheriff here. Sheriff Chaz Trahan, for president. When? 2020. Till when? Till forever, bruh. Forever. Not even kidding. Not even kidding. I don't trust anybody else to, like, hand that off to them. Like, even on my deathbed, I would still be stubborn. I'd be like, nah, bruh. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know what I'm saying? When you know the difference between right and wrong, and you are one, ain't nobody can tell you nothing because you know better than that, that's a whole different story. But whenever you trying to be like that on purpose, and you just trying to start trouble and start mess because you think you right and you just want to be right, that's totally different. Either right or you're wrong. There's no in between. Okay, well, like, maybe you can kind of be right about something, but be totally wrong about everything else. But either way, you know, you're either right or you're wrong. There's no gray area. It's either all or nothing. And it ain't all or nothing with me. That's just the way it is, man. That is just the way it is. It's either all or nothing. That's always what it comes down to. So let me ask you this. If that's a fact that it's either all or nothing, how come I keep calling him Fosse, Leaky Fawcett, Leaky Fosse? I don't even care how to say his name. He's that insignificant. So insignificant. He really amounts to nothing but a bunch of lies and bullshit. Let me tell you something. If that's the case, if it's all or nothing, there's no in between, never, ever, not at all in this life, then do tell me, please, tell me, why is Leaky Fosse pulling back? I thought it was all or nothing, bruh. You showing you cards, bruh. Yeah, you showing you cards. I can see that you have a shit hand and you can't play shit. You might as well fold. You already folded on the 1 million people will die of the coronavirus. You guys are faking the death stats. Yeah, you guys didn't know that? These douchebags, they got caught faking the COVID-19 death stats. Let's say this is real. Let's pretend this is real for a second, this whole virus crap, right? Let's just, in a perfect world, this is real, okay? Just all of a sudden, all right? Well, a perfect world for what we're being told. Like, let's say what we're being told is perfect, right? Well, like I said, they got caught faking the death stats, right? Well, when they fake these death stats, how they did it was, well, what they did is, like, let's say there's a perfect world and the virus is really going around, right? What we're being told is a perfect story because it's real, right? Okay, so real. I'm sorry, I'm stuck on this. Like, I'm trying to, like, send it into your mind. The shit ain't real. So, in a perfect world, let's say that this shit is real, okay? Which it's not, but let's say it is. When you are pronounced with the virus, even though I'm pretty sure that this is all being faked, let's say you're pronounced with the virus, right? But you die of, let's say, gangrene to the foot, something completely unrelated, right? Or you got hit by a bus, but you were found to have COVID-19 in your system. They say that's a COVID-19 death. It doesn't matter that your foot fell off and you bled to death or whatever, right? And it was just sickness in you, right? That came way, like, you've been living with the gangrene, right? Like, some of you have gangrene. You know what I'm talking about. It's nasty. Let's say that got you, right? Oh, wait, but you have a hint of COVID-19. Oh yeah, he definitely, yeah, nah, it wasn't gangrene that killed him. Nah, it wasn't that big ass Greyhound bus that just came down the freeway that he was trying to walk across. No. It's now a coronavirus death. Get the fuck out of here. And that, my friends, is how you boost stats. Hey, you know all these people with like super huge followings on like Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and all this shit, and all these millions of thousands of likes that they get on all these posts and all these comments that they get that are related to what they're talking about? Yeah, that's all paid for. All them followers are fake, and it's all paid for. Now, don't get me wrong. These people are popular, right? But their managers and everybody want them to appear super popular. So as soon as they start a freaking Instagram, bam, they've got 10 million followers. What? How do you have 10 million followers when nobody was searching for you because you just popped up? You just popped up with like millions of followers. But now that I'm trying to do it, they have changed the game and the rules and all this completely. They saw that I'm doing this, right? Because now I'm trying to catch up and I'm trying to appear super popular, right? Which the fact of the matter is I only wanted 10,000 followers on Instagram so I could post a fucking link. You heard me right. So I can post a fucking link. Not on my posts, but on my stories. Not on my profile posts, but on my fucking avatar stories. That nobody fucking looks at unless you trick the algorithm by paying a website that's unrelated to the app or whatever the fuck you're using. It's some dude in India and all his buddies, right? They got all these partners that get you these followers. They've got these bots. And so these bots on their computers do all the dirty work for you, right? Because you've given them $50 and now they're giving you like what you had like 2,000 followers. Well now, nigga, you got 12,000 followers. But yeah, they have changed the method so much that they are just knocking out your following. Doesn't matter. They don't care. They do not care. They'll catch a whiff of that on your profile, and they will start to ban that process. That's just what they're doing now. Now the people who are grandfathered into that, which means that they already had the followers before they started changing shit, guess who gets to keep their followers? Let me ask you a question. There's so many people, right? They're like, I really am sorry. I meant to keep going on a roll, but dude, this is how stupid this is. What I'm trying to say is that there are so many people that have never met Justin Bieber that fucking hate Justin Bieber and Justin Bieber's music, and you're gonna tell me, like, I don't know how many followers he has, right? Let's say he has 10 million, right? Like, there's only so many people that have 10 million, and I think he's one of the piece of shits that do, right? Like, out of all the scumbags on earth, 10 million people, you're telling me he has toured enough, sold enough merch, sold enough fucking albums to other people besides his industry people who are buying his album for him to make it look as if he's getting a million sales whenever it's somebody just doing him a fucking favor that's got a lot of money that has absolutely no use for their fucking albums. Like, you're gonna tell me that this piece of shit, dirtbag Justin Bieber, that everybody all of a sudden knows about and nobody fucking likes, is just capable of just popping up in milliseconds with like 10 million followers. Now, maybe that's not exactly how it went down. I'm extremely over-exaggerating here because I'm trying to wrap your mind around the concept of how fucking stupid this is. How fake this is. How fucking fake the industry is. You know, there's so many people that are just fucking dirtbags. Like, let's just face it. There's a ton of people who are just dirtbags. And of course they're gonna go and get the scummy way to get the followers and the following and the fame and the popularity. And they're not gonna tell you how they did it because they don't want everybody to know how to do it. Otherwise, everybody would fucking do it and it would take away the point of them buying all these followers. Because next thing you know, any Tom, Dick, and Harry with 50 bucks can come up on 10K followers. You see what I'm saying? They don't want you discovering that. Not only for that reason, but they don't want you to know that they're a fucking fraud. It's a numbers game. And you know what's funny? Rich Barker, out of all the fucking sloppy pieces of shit to the world, ex-quote-unquote Taylor Swift manager, Rich Barker knocks people for having fake followers. Like, oh, that's such a turnoff. Okay, great, yeah. Like, everybody can just fucking pop up with a million followers, right? Okay, so what, I'm just supposed to be okay with my 200 followers and go and show all my friends? No. I tried that. I get made fun of because I don't know how to get to some odd number followers. Ask Gary Fat-Ass Franchi of the Next News Network that can't break fucking news on his own. This motherfucker hasn't broke news ever since he started his fucking goddamn piece of shit YouTube career. And don't even get me started on fucking YouTube. Jesus Christ on a fucking stick. YouTube? Really? The fucking king of censoring fucking internet? Don't even get me started on that shit. They've taken down all types of Las Vegas shooting videos. It got to the point where I was like, fuck it. I'll take down my fucking videos. Because your platform doesn't fucking deserve my fantastic content that people are fucking raving over. I actually popped up with thousands and thousands and thousands of views on one fucking video. That's just how I roll. My content organically gets thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of views in one fucking week. Are you hearing me? But no, they have fucked the algorithm in the ass to where they're like, no, Chance, he gets no play. He gets no play. Sorry. Oh, you thought you were gonna come here and do what you used to do when YouTube first started? Fuck you. Yeah, that's what they say. And guess what Twitter did? Yesterday? They started fucking hiding my tweets from everyone. Limiting my account. I'm getting no views on any of my shit. And it's profound stuff. And it's hashtag breaking. Which people are fucking trolling all the time. They are all over there patrolling that fucking hashtag. What's breaking? What's breaking? What's breaking? Right? They want to know. What the fuck is the breaking news? Because guess what? They're going to Gary Franchi the news, which recycles it for you, right? And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But fucking break your own goddamn news. Find a fucking source and break the fucking news. Be in on the curve instead of just a troll on the fucking internet grabbing your goddamn camera and jumping on YouTube and thinking that's getting the job done. No, fuck you. It's a goddamn article you found on the internet and you're reading it word for word and you're inserting your fat fucking sordid opinions. Nobody gives a fuck about your opinions. Who the fuck are you? Let's say they do. Who gives a fuck? It's still not breaking news. You're just a fucking town crier. You are a goddamn messenger. Take your fat fucking ass on. Why do you think I'm all over your goddamn comments? And this is no beef. This is no shit talk. This is a goddamn observation, and it's the fucking truth. And it's going on a website where you can't get it taken down, bitch. None of y'all can. Let me tell you fucking something. This is what, let me get back to the Twitter shit. They start hiding my fucking tweets, right? For like a whole hour and a half, two, three, 4 hours. Who knows how long they've been doing it because I'm getting shit views, right? The algorithm is fucking my feed, right? They're fucking my post, right? Then, after all these hours of them doing it, and me calling them out for the bullshit, that's when, like, and even some amount of time passes by, and then they give me the fucking notification that they are limiting my account. Only because I said you didn't fucking give me notice. You have to ask for the notice. And Jack Faggot fucking Dorsey, terrorist ass supporting fuckhead Dorsey, who actually sold the majority of his stocks to Las Vegas shooting terrorist. Awaleed fucking Bin Talal. Like, who gives a fuck, right? What they're doing is so fucking, it's unbelievable. They are curbing freedom of speech. They did that shit right before I did an analysis on Pizzagate. I mean, like, sure, I could have waited, but that's not how this shit goes down. Whenever I get a fucking fire lit under my ass and I decide, hey, I'm gonna go forage through the woods for some nuts and berries, they're like, bitch, no you ain't. Like, fuck you, bruh. Fuck you. Fuck you, Jack Dorsey. Why don't you go fucking shave your goddamn terrorist beard off, you fucking faggot piece of shit with your fucking nose piercing? You're so fucking gay, bro. So fucking gay. Dude, I trolled somebody today because they were trolling me. I told them, I was like, dude, I fucking hate fags and trans. And everybody who's gay and trans that fucking likes me and knows me and I like them and I know them and we're friends and we have some sort of bond and connection going on there, they know that's 100% bullshit. But this chick had no fucking idea. I got her so good, I had to explain it afterwards. Because she admitted to me that she was fucking with me. I'm like, all right, okay. I guess I can admit to you that I was fucking with you too. Dude, I don't care if you're fucking trans or gay. Do I think it's cool? No, not really. But I like you as a person. You see what the difference is here? You see, I may not approve, personally, I may not approve of what you do, but that doesn't mean I fucking hate you as a person or I'm scared of you. No, I just don't want you touching my dick and drooling over looking at me. It's weird. It's fucking nasty and it's rude. And now I know how females feel every time I may have done it. Everybody does it every once in a while. But dude, it was funny. I just want to share that story with you. And in other news that nobody else is breaking, except for one dude on Reddit, and it's only got 9 comments, Walmart is roping off quote-unquote non-essential items. I said, well, what the fuck is that? Well, you know, like electronics and shit like that? Yeah, they're roping that off. Oh, great. You're trying to start a riot? Is that they're trying to start a riot is what you're telling me. How fucking stupid can you be? Really? You know? And Fosse. Oh, my God. Fuck that guy. And fuck Bill Gates. Speaking of that fucking golem, Bill Gates, did you know that he hung out with Jeffrey Epstein several fucking times despite his sordid past? Did you know that? Did you know that he had somebody on his property that got arrested on his property for being in possession of over 600 images and shit of child porn? Not just child porn, but forcible child rape. They came to Bill Gates' house and arrested this motherfucker. So what does that all tell you about Bill Gates? Does that tell you that you can trust this sick, sad, sadistic piece of satanic shit? Oh, I'm sorry. Is he atheist? Same fucking thing. You're denying the God that made you. You're gonna sit here and tell me out of all this fucking wonderful miracles that have happened, there is no God in this fucking world. There is no creative force that is making all this goddamn beauty. Because because you sure as hell believe in a fucking Lucifer that's creating all this hella shit. So fuck you. You want to deny our creator? How about I deny you? How about I deny you of a fair public opinion? And you know what else? This stupid piece of shit, Donald Trump, he had the fucking nerve to say that a reporter saying the stimulus check package started out confusing. He flipped his fucking lid. He could not control himself because she said that it started out confusing. It's the way he replied. Like, I could get it, like, if you were pissed off, like, to an extent to where you're just like, man, that's not very fair. But whenever you fucking rip into a fucking reporter, a female reporter, for saying that it started out confusing, that's the fucking truth. It's not an observation. It's the fucking truth. Donald Trump, get a fucking grip and get the fuck out of the White House. Nobody wants you there. Oh, and you know what else? I don't think that I've made it perfectly clear enough to you, but they have banned voting at the polls. They're saying that this pandemic, COVID-19, coronavirus, look, they got so many fucking stupid names for this shit. It's fucking retarded. They're saying that all of this is now going to go on until fall. Do you know what that means? That means no fucking campaign promotion for anybody until the fucking election. And then on top of that, they want you to mail in your ballot so they can change your fucking answers when they're grading your quote-unquote report. Somebody said something today that Trump feels very strongly, da-da-da-da-da, that's what he said. But it's what the person replied with. They said, God, he uses very strongly in words like that all the time. It's like somebody who's filling out their report for school and they're just stuffing extra words in there just to meet the word minimum quota. I laughed my fucking ass off and I said, dude, how do I thank you for this tweet? Like, straight up. Straight up. I think that's the news for now. And even though the music has stopped, I did this for extra credit. So, I'm not going to be putting, like, extra music at the end here. This is it. This was just for extra credit. This is just because I had a little bit more to do. And you guys have never really just heard me talk over silence. And so, I just want to just take a second right now to just kind of end this on a positive note. And by a positive note, I mean a prayer. Java, God, whatever you may know this divine being by, you guys, whatever you want to call the ultimate creator of everything that we're experiencing, God, I just want to thank you for all these blessings that you've been giving us amid this fake pandemic, all the truth that you've been shedding light to and exposing. And I just want to pray for the people who are struggling right now. And I just want to ask that you come into their lives and provide for them in major ways, and not just through the government. I understand that people want to do good in the world and quote unquote be philanthropic and help other people. But God, I ask you to smite thee who chooseth to do it for the clout. I do not think that's okay to do it for a little bit of fame just so you can get your name out there and film a video of doing it just to look good in front of other people. God, I wish that you would just smite these people. I know that you already will, But I ask, God, that you sweep your hand and cast them aside into the lake of fire. I ask that you throw Donald Trump into the lake of fire to which he belongs. I ask that you slay this beast and throw it into the lake of fire to which it belongs. I ask that you cleanse the White House. I ask that you cleanse the Pentagon. I ask that you tear these buildings down. We do not need them. I ask that you wipe away the CIA, for we do not need them. We have plenty of other organizations within the military, within the government, within we the people. We are all well organized enough to take care of ourselves, to still be okay. Because face it, a lot of these people are getting charged for treason. We know 9/11 was fake. We know a missile hit the Pentagon. We know it was a fireproof building. We know that they ignited a fire in there. We know they wanted to destroy the evidence. We know they wanted to destroy the investigators. But God, I ask that you pray for their families. I do not ask for you to give mercy on the families and the people who died on 9/11. No. I ask that you give peace of mind to all of us who have suffered because we thought all these people died. Because we thought people jumped from the buildings. God, I pray for you to... Yes, I understand. I understand that people did lose their lives. But what I'm trying to say, God, is that the people who were targeted, the targets, that's what bothers me. The children, the 7-year-old who died inside the Pentagon. I'm pretty sure that's how old they were. I just seen a video on it and it's disgusting. God, I pray that you release all trafficking victims of the world. Release them of their prisons. Release them of their captors. Allow their captors to be dealt with accordingly and not just released out into the public as New York has been doing. All these people are criminals. They are pedophiles. They are children violators. And it's disgusting. I do not stand for it. I'm very against it. And I think I speak for everyone here that is not involved in that nasty crap. That we wish and pray and hope and know and trust and feel and understand that you are sweeping your hand and taking care of this. I understand that there are snakes in the grass. And every time we chop their head off, there's just going to be another snake in the grass. I understand. But I am not asking for peace. I am asking for the right and necessary wars. God, please forgive me and understand where I'm coming from. God, I ask for your forgiveness to be so upset over people saying that they just like to pray for and honor and remember the people who died on 9/11 because the situation was unbelievably confusing, God. And so, it's a touchy subject, and I went out of my way to make people feel bad for saying that, namely Mark Wahlberg. And so, I just want to honor the fact that they're taking the time out of their busy days and schedules, because I know that they have a lot of demand upon them, to say that about the people who did die. And you're right, yeah, people died. I just don't want to fucking believe it. All I'm saying is that that I'm, God, I am sorry. And I'm sorry, and I hope everybody understands that I'm sorry for the things that I've said. But please understand that I have strong feelings about this, God. It's been a very scary and rough situation. And I have not understood a lot of it. But now that I'm coming to understand it, I am pissed, God. I am livid. Please relieve me of this, of these feelings of hatred and disgust and vileness. Please forgive me, God. I'm not perfect. I sin. I do things that are less than satisfactory. I understand, God. I understand. But please, please protect me. For there are many battles ahead of us. There are many wars to fight. And I shall lead we the people. And we shall prevail. By your word, I praise thee, Java. And for people who are like, what the hell is, what the fuck is Java? Y-H-V-H, that's how you say it, bruh. And the one you call Jesus, his name is Joshua. 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 God, praise be in your name, always, always, always. I will not accept Muslim Brotherhood, for I know that that too is a sin. I will not accept another God other than you. You are the Lord, the one and all supreme Lord. Please, please sweep your hand. I beg of you, sweep your hand. I love you, God. And I love all these people who come to my page and they listen. Even if they listen for ill intent purposes. Even if they come to my social media and say nasty, rude, and stupid, and obnoxious, and vulgar things to me. For I have done it too. And for that, I ask for your forgiveness. God, please, please protect us. You know that I don't pray to you like this without it being rehearsed word very often. If it's not scripture, I usually don't pray it to you. I've been absolutely silent on a lot of things whenever it comes to praying to you. And I ask that you forgive me for not praising you even more. Harder and stronger than they praise this one they call Moloch, Baal, the devil, Satan, Lucifer, every single last nasty name of the one that rules Hades. He can rule Hades. He can have Hades because hell is not on earth. It shall not reign here. It's not welcome here. A new world order is not welcome here. Please lift the veil on the eyes of the people. Please lift the veil that is covering the eyes of our people, of us, of those who are asleep. Please wake them. Now's the time to wake up, people. You hear that? You hear me talking to God? Now is the time for you to speak to these people like you have never spoken to them before, God. And not through this fake Disney hologram crap. Not through these Halloween freaking productions. Not through this Disney production crap. Not through this devil worshiping Satan, this baby sacrifice, adrenochrome blood drinking bullshit. God, please. Please. Speak to these people as you have never spoken to them before. Show yourself to these people. Show them you exist. I know you exist. Make these miracles happen even more intensely than you have ever done for me before. God, you have made amazing things happen. You have shaken the world for me. Please make these underground layers they're building with the use of Elon Musk and his crap technology stop. Stop them from human trafficking. Thank you, Lord. End all forms of human trafficking, please. Thank you, Lord. For we are your soldiers. We are your vessels. We are whatever you need us to be. Because you are everything to us. Even to those who deny you, they still call upon you. And you know it. We all know it. They still call upon you when times are rough. Just like when they bash the police and they need to call the police, who are they going to call? They're going to hit 911. They're going to ask for the police. Just like they're going to dial your number, Lord. And they are going to ask you for your help. They're going to say, come, please, assistance, please. That's exactly what they're going to do. And we all know it. God, please, please, please show yourself to those who do not believe. Because you know they believe. You know they pray to you. You know they think about you. And you know they children. And you know they have to convince themselves that you do not exist. You know that they have to convince themselves of this. Because the fact is that there is a... divine spirit. Not in the sky, but within us all. Please... please, Lord, please, please help us push veganism to its brinks. Please stop all this anal rape, fisting, kidnapping, torture, and murder, and filth and disgust, and being prison kept. Of all these animals, free them. Give them mercy, God. And not the mercy of death. That is not mercy. Let them live their life in peace. Let them reign free. These factory farms and big agriculture shall be no more. Thank you, Lord. No more middlemen. Thank you, Lord. By your word, I live my life. By your intentions, I am your vessel. By your command, I shall carry on your mission. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I love you. And I've missed you very much. Lord, one more request, please. Please let me see my kids. Please. Please let me see my kids. They torment me. They mock me, Lord. They use my kids against me. They use them as weapons. They treat me as if I have no rights, as if I have no say. They lie to me. Lord, please. I beg of you. Because if I can't see them, please just look after them. These people are sick.